boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I have less than 2 weeks of making sure I go to the gym every single day.
Oh, yeah.
To make this stupid wall.
And?
I'm trying my hardest, but I do have a secret person at the gym making sure I make this wall.
Okay. Let me. Like, are you, what's going on?
Well, I'm sort of cheating, sort of not cheating. Let me explain. I'm going to make this wall.
Okay.
No ifs, ands, or buts, but I got to put my work in and they're going to put their work in to make sure I make this wall.
Are you about to get somebody in trouble?
No.
Okay.
I don't think. Here, let me explain. So the person who puts the wall together, who puts the top 10 people who've been to the gym.
The sheets of paper taped to the wall.
Uh-huh. The top 10 people on the list. There's the people who at the bottom who only make it 23 times.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of them who are at the 23.
Okay.
So if there's only the top 10. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if there's at number 10, there's like 23 of us. Like if there's like a lot of us who are at that 23 mark, does that make sense?
Yeah,
there's
it's
only
like
top 10.
A tie. So they're not going to, are they going to put 33 people on this
wall? They're not
going
to put 33 people on there.
So who gets to be the chosen one?
He said it would be me, but I have to put in the work.
Mm.
He will pick me first if I make sure I go to the gym the next 2 weeks and I do hit that 23. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but now I'm thinking it's kind of the whole wall is bogus.
What do you mean the whole wall is bogus?
So it's best attendance, and I get if you do top 10, you're obviously going to have the people who go every single day.
Yeah.
And then who only miss a day or two. And then once you get down to like 10, you're right. There's probably ties for people that go 23 out of 31 days.
But then you know what? There can only be 10.
So they just pick whoever they like the best?
Pretty much.
Scam.
And so it's going to be me.
I mean, I guess
I've got to make this wall. It's because he's tired of hearing me talk about it on the radio. He's like, I'm tired of hearing you complain.
Oh.
And you know what? Neighbor man's like, I need you to make this stupid wall. Because I almost didn't go to the gym yesterday. And I was like, please, can you just go with me? And he's like, you know what? I'm tired of hearing you talk about this stupid wall. We are going to the gym tonight, so I don't hear you complain about it anymore. So we went to the gym last night.
Okay, so the key is to be annoying.
To be absolutely annoying. And then I'll make this wall, and then I'll never go again. No, I'm just
and then I quit.
And then I stop going to the gym, and then they still get the money out of me.
Honestly, sounds like a pretty fair deal for everybody.
It's a win-win for everybody.
Win-win-win.
I am so proud of myself because today is January 21st, which means it is 21 days into the new year. And if you've heard anything, it takes 21 days to break a habit.
Oh, to break a habit or form a habit or both?
Good question.
Maybe both.
Maybe it's all of the above. I don't really know. But I've been doing, I wouldn't call it a New Year's resolution, but maybe goals for the new year. And I've been tackling multiple at once.
Mm.
I want to make sure I do my skincare every single day. That's morning and night.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure I take my pills, like my vitamins, all those fun jazz. And I have been doing it the last 21 days. Almost forgot yesterday.
Nope.
But I didn't. And it's been 21 days. I haven't broken the, broken a habit. I don't know what you want to say,
no,
but I did.
You created a
habit.
Okay.
And I'm pretty proud of myself. So now it's stuck, right?
Well, I don't know. Are you going to keep doing it?
I want to keep doing it, but it shouldn't be a concern that I'll forget, right? Isn't?
Well, if you almost forgot yesterday, maybe you need to add another 7 days on or something.
Oh, God. I just thought after the 21 days, I shouldn't forget anymore. That's just what I've been looking forward to January 21st, just because I thought after that, I shouldn't forget anymore, right?
I guess we'll see. I'd be interested to hear after today, like, is it just going to be second nature, or are you still going to be like, do it?
I hope, because I don't want to. My fear is I'm going to forget. I've been doing good so far. I remember the pills again today. I remember my skincare routine. Now I just got to remember to do it again tonight.
And again tomorrow. And the next day. It's really
actually 365 more days. Well, less because, you know, I can't do math.
Good work.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I don't know about you, but I've been feeling a bit sensitive when it comes to social media the last couple days, obviously. TikTok went dark for like 12 hours.
Mine never really did.
What do you mean?
Like, I never got the pop-ups that everybody else did.
Oh.
Like, everybody else got the pop-ups saying, sorry, you know, or whatever. Like, I never got those. And then I still had videos.
Weird. Mine didn't work for like 12 hours, and it was the darkest 12 hours of my life. But now, TikTok's back, obviously. But have you been on Instagram recently?
No, should I?
Dude.
And the only time I went was like Saturday night when TikTok was supposed to be down. I knew I wasn't going to be able to find like UDA dance updates, and that's what I cared about. So I went to Instagram.
And you haven't been on Instagram since Saturday?
No.
Okay, well, there's an update.
I don't like Instagram. I'm going to be quite honest with you.
Well, get this. They've got an update. And again, I'm being sensitive, so allow me to complain. But they have changed the way that your profile looks.
Maybe I need to update it because it looks the same.
Okay, you probably need an update then. So, you know, your profile, like your...
The timeline?
No. Well, yes. And also your own personal profile. What that normally looks like is a bunch of squares. It's like a grid of your photos that you've posted.
Yeah.
And they have changed it from squares to rectangles.
Mine are still squares.
Okay, well, let me open up mine and show you because...
Is it ugly?
It's
ugly. Oh, my God. It's not like our photo apps that... Our photo app on our regular phone, like on our phone, that they updated that. And that's
look at
horrendous.
This. All my stuff is in a rectangle, so it's auto-cropping your photos that were originally squares.
Ew, yeah. No, your photos look horrible.
Yeah.
Respectfully, in the nicest way.
And also, like, you've got... But wait a minute. Now I'm on the Z1 2.9 profile, and we have squares. So I don't know what's going on. But think about, like, Taylor Swift, right?
She has it perfect.
She has her grid perfect. She has, like, split photos up so that when they line up perfectly, it makes one big picture. If you scroll down on Taylor Swift's profile right now, things are a little janky and a little bit wonky. For the first time since 2010, Instagram has decided to change this.
See, yours are square for mine.
I don't know what's going on. See, that's not what mine looks like.
So I think I need an update. I'm not updating.
I wouldn't update because everything is ugly and everything is stupid.
Yeah, because when you know how perfect to like crop your photos.
No more. Don't even bother.
Whoever did this is probably an intern and they should be fired.
I'm gonna throw my phone in the garbage.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Well, I wasn't planning on taking off yesterday, but I had to because I had a sick cat at home.
Terrible. The worst.
I hated it. But Fat Mochi ate something he shouldn't have that's his name. As he shouldn't have. And he was sick. Oh my God, I've never seen that cat be so sick in my entire life.
Mm.
But here's the thing. I got the dogs a bone. I think it was, we went out Sunday and we got the dogs. We spoiled them. We got some new bones. And Evie destroyed her bone. Like, destroyed it. She loved this thing. And then there was like little pieces throughout the house.
Yeah.
I figured she'd get to it. It'd be fine. Little did I know, Fat Mochi would get to it, and he would eat a piece of it. When I found him eating the piece of it, it was already too late. He'd swallowed it already.
Right.
So I was like, oh, crap, I'll have to pay attention to him. Later, he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
So all night Sunday, just on the hour, just sick. Kept us up all night long, and it didn't stop until 3:45 yesterday.
Ugh.
It was bad. So that's what I was dealing with. But what nobody talks about is the emotions, the roller coaster of emotions you have when your pet is sick.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one second you are mad because you're like, oh my God. Not the carpet. Not the rug. Or, you know, you're like, not the bed or not the couch. Like he was about to do it on the couch.
Yeah.
And I was like, please, for the love of God, don't do it on my expensive couch. So then you're like kind of angry. And then the next second you're like really, really sad because you're like, can I be the sick one?
Right.
Give it to me. Bat Moji, give it to me. I'll be sick. Let me do it. And then the next thing you're like excited because it's been like an hour and a half. And you're like, I think we're done. I think we've gotten through it all.
Or they start jumping up on the counter and you're like, oh, he must be feeling better.
He's feeling better.
Yeah.
And you're getting excited. Then it's like, psych! He's back to it again. It's like a roller coaster of emotions. You just never know when all is clear. I didn't call all clear until this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't. Because, like, again, it didn't. He stopped. His last one was 3:45 yesterday, and I was like, I'm not calling all clear until this morning.
So what does that mean? You just didn't take your eyes off of him
no,
until this morning?
No, 100%. I was like, I'm not keeping my eyes off of you. I stayed right next to him in case he was about to do it again. You know, want to get him to the hard floor.
Because you know that noise.
You know the noise, and then you got to grab him and get him to the hardwood floors.
At least off my carpet.
Get off my bed. Get off my rug. Get to the hardwood floor
Use
now.
The hardwood. Had a bit of a mystery at my house last night that I thought was going to end in me at the emergency pet clinic. So, and maybe that was in my mind because you were gone yesterday with a sick cat.
Mm-hmm.
But I had gotten a text from my boyfriend, Curly, earlier in the day, while I was here just hanging out, you know, doing whatever by myself, he had said, do you know where my other AirPod is? And I go, no, I have my own headphones. I didn't borrow yours. I don't know. What do you mean? Do I have your other one? And he said, well, there's one in the case and one is missing. And then I was like, oh, you know what? I remember being half awake at like 6 a.m. I heard my cats being loud out in the living room and batting stuff around. I had noticed that his AirPod case was knocked off a shelf and was just sitting on the ground. It was closed, but it was on the ground in his room. So I put it back on the shelf, went back to bed. I'm half awake at this point, okay? Give me a break. So he texts me that, and I'm like, well, yeah, that happened this morning, but it was closed, so I don't know what to tell you. He goes, oh, that's weird. And then I get home last night, and he still is like, I can't find my other AirPod. I don't know where it is. I'm like, okay, did you misplace it? Did you go to the gym today? He's like, no, I didn't do anything today. So I'm like, okay, check on your phone. I'm going into private investigator mode. Mm-hmm. Check your phone because you have Bluetooth. You can tell where it's at if you left
you
it somewhere.
Also ping it.
Right. Or mm-hmm. start playing music. Let's yeah. see where it's at. I was looking behind the shelves that it was in. I was looking out in the living room to see if the cats had gotten it out there.
Yeah.
And it's nowhere to be found. He's to the point where he's playing music from his phone into the AirPods and picking up the cat and listening to his stomach. Because we're like, did Romeo swallow the AirPod? That he's the problem
can
child.
Can you imagine if you can hear? And then also the stomach going.
That's what I was expecting. I seriously was expecting to just hear like a muffled like that. He's picking up the cat and listen, putting his ear to his belly, expecting to be able to hear music in there. Because at this point, we were convinced, okay, Romeo swallowed the AirPod. Uh-huh. Here we go. I was like, was he acting weird uh-huh. today? Like, you could tell when a cat doesn't feel good. Yeah. No, he was fine. He was really good today. But now I'm all worried. I'm like, okay, he's not going to be able to. My boyfriend, Curly, is not going to be able to sleep uh-huh. tonight thinking there's an AirPod lodged inside of my cat's mm-hmm. stomach. So I'm looking around. I look under the couch and I'm like, there it is. There's the AirPod. You know what? The cat batted the AirPod under the couch. But no, he did not eat it. We're all good. And immediately his mood shifted. He's like, oh my God, that's awesome. That's great. Cool. I'm glad we found it.
Oh, man.
I'm glad we didn't because I would have freaked out.
I still kind of wanted it to be in. Not that I did, but can you just imagine if you could have heard? My heart will go on and his stomach is like.
I did not want to deal with.
The aftermath? Of
yeah, the aftermath.
Digging through. Who's digging through it?
Oh, that was going to be his job, not mine. Never.
Or do you just buy new AirPods?
Not my AirPods. Not my problem.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Pretty cold out there. Looks pretty cold. That's all I have to say. Destiny actually has some good information today.
I do. I'm pretty excited that hijacked Taylor window update. Not going to lie. The city of Cedar Rapids has a very important information that I'd like to share with you. Tomorrow is Wednesday, so do not be spooked because they are giving you a warning that the Linn County Emergency Management Agency plans to do the test of the outdoor warning system between 9 a.m. through 3 p.m.
AKA the sirens may be going off.
Yeah, so they're going to go off. And then the Cedar Rapids Police Department shared this on their Facebook page and said, no need to call 911 for the outdoor warning sirens on Wednesday. It's all part of a test. So please do not call 911 if you hear these sirens go off tomorrow.
And don't panic, because probably nothing is wrong. They're just testing them.
Don't be like me last week when I panicked.
Yeah.
I was the panicker. I didn't call 911. I want to make that clear. I did not call 911.
But you did.
I did panic, though.
Panic a little bit that it was only you.
I did, in fact, panic, but I did not call 911.
Okay, so tomorrow, not first Wednesday in the month, but they are
between
testing.
Between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. That's a long time for testing.
Just know it's
that's just
going to
be very distracting.
Well, I don't think they're going to have them going off for 5 hours straight.
Just imagine you're in meetings all day long. Just keep
That'd
going.
Be enough to make me crazy, I think.
You know what? Can they do it, though? We just have to cancel meetings all day. Oh, darn. The sirens are too distracting.
I can't focus.
We can't meet.
Can you send that to upper management at everybody's job, please?
Can somebody tell that to the city of Cedar Rapids to just let it do it all day long?
So that we can cancel our meetings.
Add that to the post. Sirens are on purpose. All meetings are effectively canceled.
You know what? Actually, let's just cancel work.
I'm saying.
That you know what? Work is canceled.
Because you might be a little spooked.
What's something odd you've noticed about your neighbor? Let us know at 319-200-1029. Because I've noticed that my neighbors have bought groceries before. But I seriously don't think that they've ever actually ate their groceries before, because for every single meal they DoorDash. I know this because I've got security cameras like the White House.
Do they know that, by the way?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
I got security cameras like the White House, and so I get notifications every time somebody's pulling in.
Mm-hmm.
So I see the DoorDash drivers, and also the DoorDash drivers think that I'm the one ordering the DoorDash.
Oh.
And pretty soon I'm about to claim it. Because I'm sick and tired.
They're putting it at your door.
No, they'll come up and they'll be like, "This is your DoorDash here. I got your order." And I'm like, "Go upstairs. Wrong house. I'm not taking this order."
Wait, so how do you know that they get groceries? You see them walking in with them?
Yeah, I got security cameras like the White House.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them get groceries before. A couple bags. They'll go upstairs. But when you eat them, when you're getting DoorDash for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
They literally get, I'm not even joking. If you think I'm joking, I'm not. They get it for every single meal. First off, I'm like, how do you afford it? I know how much we pay for rent. How do you afford rent and DoorDash?
And groceries.
That's what I want to know.
Are you sure they're groceries?
What else do you think they are? Maybe just like, I guess they could be like house, like, you know, cleaning supplies.
Cleaning supplies or snacks.
I've seen a pack of Dr. Pepper.
Okay. Great choice.
So I have seen that. But otherwise, I guess I forgot about, like, you need toilet paper to survive.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. And shampoo. Maybe it's not actually groceries.
But maybe it is.
Then when are you eating it? Because they DoorDash everything.
And they get groceries, what, once a week?
Yeah, once a week.
You should make friends with them.
So I can eat their food that they're not eating.
So you can be like, hey.
You want to order me DoorDash?
That bag of Cheetos over there. I know you're not going to eat it.
I know they're eating too, because they put out trash every week.
Oh, are you rummaging through people's trash?
No,
don't admit these things. Do not admit these things. What's something odd that you've noticed about your neighbor? You can call us and tell us at 319-200-1029. My neighbors are a very specific situation, and that is that they never leave.
Oh, You've told me this before.
They never leave. Now, we've lived in this complex situation for not quite 6 months, but we're getting there. And the amount of times that I've seen them leave the house, less than three, I swear to you. Now, my boyfriend Curly leaves for work before I do. His brother leaves for work before he does, and I leave later. So we have like a long span of time that we could be like seeing them pull out with their car out of the driveway or coming home. He gets home before me. I get home a little later. And neither of us ever see anybody leaving or arriving to their house. They keep their blinds, the windows that like face the street, face the driveways. The blinds are always drawn. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I can tell they have a cat because I sometimes will see a cat sitting in the window. I never see them going anywhere. Which is really, really strange. Maybe they work from home. I don't know. I have been creepy. And from my like deck, I can see down in one of their guest bedrooms and I can see that it's definitely a couple that lives there. There's a girl and a guy who has a big gaming setup. Maybe he works from home. I have no idea. One time I saw them outside with their cat on a leash playing in the grass back when it was warm outside. But even like garbage day, right? Today's garbage day for us. So we normally take our cans down to the curb the night before because they come so early. There's always end up down there, but we never see them pulling the cans to the curb. Last night I heard it because it sounds, the, you know, they're loud. I heard someone pulling them down probably at 11:30 p.m., like really, really late. So my theory is that they are vampires.
Ooh, that's a good theory. I have two.
Okay.
My first one is they murdered somebody.
Oh, my God.
And there is a dead body in that house.
I would smell it probably by this point, but
you
okay.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, our walls are thick,
well,
but not
maybe
that
they
thick.
Have buried it in cement.
Okay.
That's my first
I don't like that at all.
There is a dead body in that house. Number two, they're in the witness protection program.
Dude, it's got to be something like that.
Can we have people in the witness protection program in Iowa? Where do they normally put those
I
people?
I don't know.
I don't know. Because you're not supposed to know.
Well, exactly.
They're supposed to be protected.
They're making themselves look sketch because they never, I'm not kidding, they don't leave.
They're not supposed to be known. Nobody's supposed to know who they are.
But
you're supposed to be protected.
You're drawing attention to yourself by being hermit crabs.
Only you noticed. Nobody else is, that's why they hide. Nobody's supposed to know who they are.
There might be other neighbors who notice. I don't even know what kind of car they have.
Protected.
Protected from what?
Or.
Vampires.
You know how there are some theories that like some celebrities never truly died? Maybe it's one of them.
Elvis lives next door.
Oh my God! Get the autograph.
I gotta go ring their doorbell later
Get the
tonight.
Autograph and you're gonna be rich.
I'm gonna investigate.
This is why you shouldn't let two doofuses in the afternoon have two thoughts.
I thought it was weird they never left, and now I'm like, but why?
Now we think Elvis lives
Maybe.
Next door.
I'm going to listen in case there's anybody like
singing
hunka hunka burning love.
I was so mad that you were out on Friday. I mean, I understand you wanted it out. You got PTO. I was only mad because you missed out on a really great opportunity.
What?
I brought in Glinda to work, which meant you could babysit.
You mean you brought like dough in?
Yeah.
Darn it.
Why are you saying like that?
What? Did you bring her in because you had to do some like stretch and folds?
Yes. Mm. And you said you were going to babysit and help me with some stretch and
folds. I would have. Yeah, I would have.
Let's backtrack. Glinda is not really my daughter.
Oh,
it's my
yeah.
sourdough daughter. And I wanted to start the process a little bit earlier. So it meant I had to backtrack it a little bit more on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I had made her up Friday right before I left to come here to work, and then she had to sit for an hour, and then stretch and fold started around 11 o'clock.
Oh.
And then she just sat in the studio because the studio was nice and toasty.
Mm.
After I did about four stretch and folds every 20 minutes, and she sat in the studio nice and warm and toasty for her, and you missed it. I could have had some help with the stretch and folds.
Well, maybe next time.
I know, because I'm making another one this week.
Perfect.
This week is my dessert one because I've been really wanting to do a dessert one.
Okay, yeah. Am I getting paid for babysitting?
I bring you in a slice.
That's all I ask. So I would like a piece of what I'm babysitting.
Great. I need to decide if I'm going to do a brown sugar cinnamon or if I do a white chocolate strawberry.
Mm.
And I can't decide.
Mm.
Both sound fantastic. But you got to babysit.
Yeah, I can babysit probably. Maybe we'll
You
see.
Might actually have to babysit her all day. I'm out of the office for a little bit of time. I got to run errands. I forgot about that.
Well, I'm going to need you to write down instructions then because I don't really know that much.
Okay, great. And emergency contacts.
Yeah.
This is a different relationship for me. I've noticed that we share things compared to any other relationship I've ever been in. But neighbor man and I, it's not, this is mine and this is mine. It's really just everything is hours,
mm-hmm.
which I love. Even our cars. Well, technically, they're both his cars.
Yeah, RIP to yours.
Exactly. But we just share both of the cars, and it will be kind of like, which car you want to take today? Old one or new one?
Mm-hmm.
We don't really have our car. Like, that's your car or my car. It's just whichever car you want to take.
Yeah.
But I've noticed everything is just kind of ours. Like he bought an iPad for school. He's done with school now. And I'm using it now for like cross stitching and stuff. And I'm like, hey, do you mind? And he's like, nope, I'm not going to use it ever again. Go ahead, use it. And I'll wear his clothes and then I'll wear his hats. And even I bought him headphones for gaming. Yeah. They're wireless. I've been wanting wireless headphones for the gym. And he, the other day, was like, go ahead and use my headphones for the gym.
Oh.
I know you really want them, and the ones you want aren't on sale, so why don't you just wait until they go on sale, and you can just use mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just using his headphones now for the gym.
You got all his things.
Basically, what's his is mine.
That's kind of how it goes in my house, too.
But it's just so weird, because I've never been in a relationship like that. Even, like, ever.
I agree.
With siblings, it was always like, what's yours is what's yours, and what's mine is what's mine. And then even in relationships, it was always that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had this in my entire life. It's just weird that, like, everything is ours.
Dude, I'm the exact same, especially, like, it's funny you mentioned the headphones thing, because I recently got a new pair of headphones for the gym, and my boyfriend, Curly, was, like, not ready to buy them. So all the time, he's like, Can I borrow your headphones today? Can I wear your headphones to the gym today? And I'm like, well, I'm not going. Go ahead. Why not? I'd rather somebody use them. And then I get in moods where I'm like, I want to use everything that is yours. For instance, more than half of my outfit right now does not belong to me.
What all are you wearing that's not yours?
Well, he had today off of work.
Yeah.
So that means it was really hard for me to leave this morning because I was like, I just want to doink around. You get to hang out here all day. I'm going to be annoying. So I was in his room and I'm like, can I raid your closet? And he was like, yeah, go ahead. I'm like, can I wear one of your hats? Yeah, I don't. Go ahead. He was like, have at it.
Uh-huh.
So I have a beanie on that is not mine. It's a little big for my head because he's got a bigger head than I knew.
All the curls.
And this like sweatshirt thingy that I'm wearing is also his. Mostly because I was like, I just want to.
At what point are we going to stop asking?
Well, most of the time, if he wasn't there this morning, I still would have just gone in and raided his
closet. And just would have taken it?
Yeah, and then showed up at home tonight and he would have been like, ah, oh,
that's mine. Because I want to know at what point do we just stop asking? We just start using their stuff.
I think I'm halfway there.
You really do?
Yeah. Except I still want him to ask me about my things. And he does.
Well, are you going to be mad if he doesn't?
Maybe. I feel like one of the best compliments you can get is, oh my gosh, you smell so good.
Mm-hmm.
Today I got a compliment. Well, I don't know. I got a comment that said, you smell like a boy. Well, sort of. It's actually our boss. She was walking. I know.
Happy Tuesday.
I just was like, eh. She was walking by my office and she stopped and she goes, are you wearing men's cologne? And I was like, no, I wear men's deodorant because you know me, I get flustered and I start over explaining because I do wear men's deodorant, but I wear that every day and nobody's told me you're smelling like a boy today. She's like, no, I've walked by a couple times and I'm getting like a whiff of like really good, like manly man smell. Did you spray yourself? And I was like, no, I didn't spray myself with anything. Not even my own body spray or perfume. What I am wearing, though, is my boyfriend Curly's sweatshirt. So I was like, maybe it's that. I'm sorry. Is it bad? I was like, do I smell like a sweaty man? She's like, no, it's really good. I was just wondering if you put on cologne today. I was like, no.
No, but have you?
Put on men's cologne?
Well, because we were talking just a couple minutes ago about sharing and like using each other, like using our significant other's stuff. Because here's the thing. I don't wear men's deodorant. I have thought about switching over.
I do. I swear by it.
To the men's deodorant because I have heard a lot of women say that men's deodorant lasts longer, smells way better. I'm assuming you don't use Curly's deodorant, though.
I have in a pinch, but not on the regular.
That's gross.
I know.
I use my own deodorant, and Neighborman uses his own deodorant, thank God. But what I do use of his, I have used multiple times now, I use his shower gel.
Because,
man, does it smell good. I use it when I get, like, lonely, or I'm like, I miss him. It's been a long day. I use it then, or if I just want to. And I've used his shaving gel now twice. I'm not going to lie. The men's shaving gel is superior. superior.
Really?
Oh my God. I about bought his because I ran out of my shaving gel and I was like, well, I gotta shave my legs. What am I gonna use?
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up using his way better. It comes out and it's all nice and thick. And it's like not, and like compared to the brand I use, I feel like I don't even have some stuff on my legs half the time.
Mm.
I could tell I had shaving cream on my legs, which was awesome.
I might need to take a field trip.
It smelled so good.
We have separate showers though.
Well, then you need to go down to his, go down the little hallway, use his shaving gel. And I'm telling you, smells amazing. And you can actually tell you have shaving gel on your legs.
Okay.
Do it. Because I regret now repurchasing my shaving gel. I think I might get through this bottle, and then from here on out, we're just going to share shaving gel. I asked him if he's fine with that. He said he's cool.
I'm going to need to give it a shot, and if you walk by my office and I smell like a boy, let me know.
I
take it as a compliment, you know?
And use his cologne. Might as well. Save money, live better.
Okay.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon.
Everybody's talking.
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There's a TikTok that's been circulating around that I wanted to bring up to you, Destiny, because it actually lines up with how you've been spending your evenings.
Okay.
Well, let me explain.
How do you know how I've been spending?
Because, won't stop talking about it.
Okay.
there's a girl who shared a video where she is cleaning the kitchen while her husband is, like, sitting over on the couch, very clearly just wants to relax, but he gets up and is like, oh, like, reluctant to help her finish cleaning before they can relax together. And the caption on the video is, when you're a relax first, clean later person, but you're married to a clean first so you can relax person. Now people in the comments are like deciding what type of person they are. Are you somebody that gets home from work or errands or whatever and you like to clean up and then relax? Or do you get home and you like to relax and then clean up after you have some downtime? And this is where you enter.
Yes, because I used to be relax, then clean up later.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm trying to be, and how I've been transitioning myself is clean now, relax later. And I love that.
It's the only way to be.
Oh my God. I don't know why I haven't been this my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
It is the best thing in the entire world.
So I relate to this girl though, because I don't know, and I'm sure it depends on the relationship. I am the clean first, relaxed later. And my boyfriend Curly is a relax first, clean later type person. Mm. So sometimes that's when it's like, why can't you just help me and then we can relax?
You know what? Neighbor Man is, I think he floats both ways.
Mm.
It really depends on how tired he is.
Mm-hmm.
Like if he is extremely tired, he is going to be relaxed, clean later. Mm-hmm. And that means
clean 3 days later.
But yes, that is not clean later tonight. But then there are other days where if he's like not like that tired, it will be clean now, relax later.
Dude, I don't care how tired I am. I cannot relax.
No.
When there's litter on the floor and dishes in the sink, I cannot relax. Even if I'm sitting on the couch, I will not be relaxed.
If I know there's a dish on the counter, I'm going to lose it. I can't relax.
You would much rather just clean
I'm not first. Relaxed now because I know there's a dish on the counter.
Okay, I'm sorry to bring it up.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I mean, obviously, I spill the tea to you. Anything that's like juicy in my life, I'm going to tell you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I've noticed that there's somebody else that I spill the tea to that I didn't mean to and I just kind of always do. And that is my dentist.
I have questions, but go on.
Okay, well, I saw her on Friday before I did a best of show because you were out on vacation. And I just noticed that she's that type of person that I can just spill all my tea to. And here's the reason why, is that she reminds me a lot of one of my good friend's moms who I adored.
Uh-huh.
And so I think it's more like I have this comfort with her, and that when she asks me anything, I go off on her and I just spill the tea. Now, it is hard when she'll ask me questions and then she's got all the tools in there.
Yeah, that was my question.
And then it's like hard to spill the tea. So it's mostly before the appointment or like in between things and a little bit after the appointment. But oh my God, we were like spilling the tea. She knows my whole life story.
This is so interesting because I feel like most people, it's like their hairstylist.
Uh-huh.
Because what else are you supposed to do when
for
you're
for 4 hours
done?
When you're getting your hair done? Yeah.
But you're doing it when you're getting your literal teeth worked on.
Right. And you know me. I can drag on a story, right? But for her, I get it in and out quickly.
How and does she begin?
I don't know. Because I've been seeing her a couple times. We're doing some cleaning. We're getting some work done. And she's been asking me questions to get to know me a little bit. And I just noticed that I've just been trauma dumping her and just sharing things with her. And then little did I noticed is that I was just kind of spilling more than I probably should to my dentist.
And at no point she's like, okay, pause.
This is like,
I got to get in your gums.
There are times where she'll be like, it'll be really funny. She'll be like, I asked you that question and I probably shouldn't because your mouth is full right now. She realizes that was the worst time to ask me a question.
Interesting.
But I think that's also her personality is that she's like very interested in people or really interested in me. I don't really know. I don't really know a whole lot about her, but she very much knows a lot about me.
Well, next time you should start asking some questions.
Well, now it feels weird to ask her questions. She knows everything about me.
Yeah,
what do I ask her?
I don't know. What kind of trauma do you got?
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.